Nolte, racist corporate media suddenly decide to vet Cornel West. By John Nolte on December 5, 2023. If there's anything the racist corporate media will not stand for, it's a black man who threatens the Democrat Party's hold on political power, and right now, that man is Cornel West. Democrats are determined to keep black people in their place and have been for centuries. About 150 years ago, the Democrat Party launched a civil war to hold on to their black slaves. After losing that war, the Democrat Party created the Ku Klux Klan and Jim Crow. Things are no different today. The corporate media simply annihilates black people who threaten the party's power. Think about it. The same corporate media that has sold its residual credibility to protect the shamelessly corrupt N-word-spewing Hunter Biden and his father, who is just as corrupt and racist, is out to take Cornel West down for only one reason. West's quixotic 2024 presidential run will damage the Democrat Party by siphoning black votes away from his fraudulent see Joe Biden. From Jefferson Davis, D, to Bull Connor, D, to George Wallace, D, to Forbes, this is what Democrats have done to black men in America since 1776. The moment a black man, or woman, steps off the left-wing plantation, the media's slave hunters go a-hunting, and in the case of West, today's slave hunter is Forbes. Please don't misunderstand. I'm no Cornel West fan. This isn't about defending a bigot and racial arsonist like Cornel West. This is about something bigger. A grotesque, billion-dollar media institution sending a message to all black people that if you defy the Democrat Party, we will make an example of you. We will Clarence Thomas, Condoleezza Rice, Herman Cain, Ben Carson, and Candace Owens you. For good or bad, I would say bad, Cornel West has been an iconic and prominent American fixture for more than four decades, an influential cultural and racial spokesman going back to the 80s. And throughout all those decades, we heard not a peep about West's alleged financial and moral improprieties. You see, when West was useful to the Democrat Party, when West remained in good standing with the Democrat Party, when West advocated for socialism and created racial division, no one in the corporate media bothered to look into West's personal life or his finances or the public records that might tell the public more about this public figure. Related, Carville, Cornel West a threat to the continued constitutional order, he will get Trump elected. The scandals and alleged scandals dug up by Forbes late last week obviously have been around for years, but just like Democrat New York Mayor Eric Adams is discovering, it's only when you threaten the Democrat Party that the media bring your alleged wrongdoing to sudden light. In the case of Adams, he made the mistake of complaining about how importing the unvetted third world through wide open borders is destroying his city. And now, this is what Cornel West gets for threatening to chip away at the black vote Biden will need to win a second term. West lived in a Four Seasons condo in Boston, which he later admitted he could not afford, and rode around in a Mercedes or Cadillac. One of his four ex-wives accused West of maintaining a covert apartment in Boston for $5,000 a month to use as a love den. She also alleged that, despite not having any health conditions, he later took a medical leave from his job at Harvard to live a secret life with another woman in New Mexico. In court documents filed in 2002 and 2003, West did not deny burning money on affairs, at least one of which produced a child. He acknowledged he had an 18-month-old daughter at the time. And in his 2009 memoir, Brother West, Living and Loving Out Loud, West confirms some of the less salacious details. But when asked in November to respond to claims he'd hid or wasted close to $1 million, at least some of which went to support extramarital affairs, West offered via email that the allegations were too ridiculous to attend to then and now, my brother. He did not respond to a follow-up inquiry that detailed his ex-wife's specific allegations. In 2002, he blamed his financial troubles on other factors, such as his soon-to-be ex-wife's propensity to spend money on Chanel clothing, upscale dining and antique furniture. More recently, after news about his tax liens surfaced, West elaborated on the genesis of his debt problems, suggesting the student loans he incurred as an undergraduate put him in a black hole that he could never escape. And on, it goes for some 2,500 words. But all those words say the same thing. What Democrats have been saying to black men for centuries, know your place. So far this story has not gotten much media traction. That's deliberate. The media's hope is that this warning shot will convince West to cancel his campaign. If the media can, they would like to save West, but only on their terms. If West goes back to being useful to the Democrat Party, no more will be spoken of this. If West continues to be defiant, Forbes has set the table for a ruthless feast that will leave West penniless, disgraced, and ruined. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.